Wow. What a start to a Friday morning. It's 8:10 and I just had a meeting that started 10 minutes ago. And I found out that my contract position will end effective May 3rd. Today is April 12th. So in 3 weeks, I will be without a job. And I just have to sit here and continue to have faith. Yesterday, I recorded an episode that I have to load. And the episode was talking about trying to hold it together while everything is falling apart. Of course, not knowing what I now know, yesterday's episode is still holding true. Let me start off by telling you, none of my podcast episodes will be edited. I don't desire to not be authentic, not be who I am. And if I make a mistake, or if I stumble over my words, I want you to fully know that this is not AI generated or something, because I know that that's the society that we live in right now. You don't know what's fake and what's real. I can just tell you I am real, and what I'm sharing with you is real. This is my true life as it is right now, or if I share memories or experiences of yesteryear. I cannot believe that I am going to be without a job in 3 weeks. You know, back in 2019, I had a lot going on at that time, and I moved to my hometown for a period of time, because I was transitioning. At the time, crazy thing is that in 2018, I believe it was, in December of 2018, or somewhere around there, my lease, it was ending. I was renting a 2-bedroom apartment, and it was a nice apartment complex. It was a nice one. Of course, when you have apartment complexes or apartments, period, it can be nice, and you can also have people that bring the value down. Let me say it that way. And this 2-bedroom apartment that I had was gonna increase the rent. And I got to the point when I looked at the increase, I felt like it was not worth it for an apartment where I had other residents who affect the quality of my living, i.e. me being a clean person and not having roaches or any other things as a result of my living, but have them as a result of neighbors who may not live as cleanly as me. Let me put it that way. So I made the decision to not renew my lease because I felt like the increase was just way too much of an increase. And keep in mind, this is 2018. So this was pre, you know, pandemic. So needless to say, I thought that I could, you know, easily find another place to live. So when I gave my notice and I moved out with the thought process that maybe it'll take me 2-3 months max to find another place. It just did not turn out to be so. And the job that I had at the time was a work from home position, and I was working for a company, and I had to have no background noise and all of that, because it was a phone position. So when I moved out of my apartment, I moved in with some friends, and I had to let go of my position because I knew that where I was moving to, I could not guarantee that one, I'd have a wired internet connection, or two, that I would have no background noise because it was a family that I was moving in with. So I had to move out of my apartment, and I also had to let go of my job and look for something. So I'm giving you the semi-abbreviated version. But anyway, that's what happened in 2018, crossing over the beginning of 2019. So for 2019, I had a very difficult time finding a job. So fast forward, I ended up moving back to my hometown for a period of time. And while there, I happened across an email from somebody I know who always sent out email blasts. And there was a particular email blast about a position that dealt in logistics, which I had been working in forever in that industry. So when I saw the email and the contact person noted in the email, I'm like, oh, I know this person too. Let me reach out to them, send my resume and see what happens. And that job was back here. So I was temporarily in my hometown, but the job was back in Georgia. So I reached out. I was given a rundown of what was going on. And I ended up starting the position because it was a temp position and there was somebody who was going on maternity leave. So I ended up getting the position and it was starting August 1st. So while I was in my hometown, I, you know, made arrangements to come back to Georgia for this temporary position and so forth and so on. So I started this position as a temp in August. I became permanent in February of 2020. In 2020, in February, of course, we all know that that's the month later on, I believe, between February and March, but February is kind of when the whole pandemic kind of began more publicly. Excuse me. I started this job in February, and about May, I, along with a host of other people, found out we were getting furloughed. So we were getting furloughed, and we were told on a Zoom call, well, kind of like a Zoom call, we were told that we would get furloughed, and the anticipation was for it to last for 3 months and we'd be brought back. So that brings us to July. So in July, I was brought back, and then I can honestly say now in 2024, my time frame after that is a little sketchy, and this is the reason why. I was brought back in July, and then I don't know if it was October or somewhere around there that I was let go. So here my little stint of I started off temporary, became hired permanent, Then I got let go. Then I got furloughed, got brought back. Then I got let go permanently from my permanent position. And then sometime after that, I got a phone call asking me to come back as a temporary employee doing the same exact position that I did as a permanent employee that I lost my job for. How interesting is that? So I came back because I didn't have any income. I came back as a temp. And then that contract lasted for however long it lasted, because I can't even remember. Then I was asked to come back again as a temporary employee doing the same thing. I did it for a time frame. And now I can't remember if this is the third stint or not. I feel like it is. And I was doing that position for quite a long time. And then, yes, this is the third stint, because the previous stint, they had hired somebody to replace me as an employee. And they had the audacity to ask me to train that person, which I was like, I've already been slapped in the face enough with all of the shenanigans that previously took place. Now you have the audacity to ask me to train the person that you fired me and you hired under my nose to replace me, and now you want me to train him? Absolutely not. I am not doing that. So because I decided, I turned that down, my last day was effective like that Friday. So then that person who replaced me ended up quitting. And so then they called me back to be a contractor. So this is my third stint, yes. And then after a period of time of being in that position, that contract, that temporary assignment was coming to an end. And there was another department which had a temporary opening. And that's the one that I'm serving in right now. So from 2020, sometime in 21, because I don't remember when I lost my job. I'd have to look at my severance. Oh, I lost it in 21 sometime. But remember, I was furloughed and all that jazz. But sometime in June, I mean, sometime, yes, I believe it was June or whenever it was, sorry, in 2021, that's when I was terminated. And now we're in April of 2024. And I have, like I said, served. This is my third temporary contract with this company. And they've strung me along with, yes, we are looking to bring you back permanently. And as you already know, if you've been paying attention to this little story time, it is not going to happen, because effective May 3rd, I will no longer have a job whatsoever. So today being Friday and Sunday being my birthday, when I signed on this morning at 6 o'clock and I saw that I had a Teams meeting, for those of you unfamiliar, Teams is similar to Zoom. So when I had saw that I had a Teams meeting today and it's Friday and my meeting was from 8 o'clock to 8:30, I thought, okay, I'm wondering if I'm losing my job or, well, really, let me see. I don't know if I had a little uncertainty, but I also then thought, no, I don't think your job is in jeopardy, because they've been talking to you all this time about possibly, you know, bringing you on full time, and they know that you are dealing with your cancer. They know that you're a single mom. They know all of these different things that they know. And before the meeting, I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and I was saying to her, I said, you know, God knows. I don't have any uncertainty because God knows what I need. God. He's known what I needed. And then to sign on and get that carpet snatched from under you, it's like, I feel like if I was a listener to this, I would almost feel like it's unreal. Because it's layers upon layers. So, after I hung up from the call, and I thought to myself, where is your faith? That's a question that came to my mind. And I said, that's a good question. Where is my faith? Because it is being tested. And all I can do is go along with it. Fighting every way, every step of the way. And I decided, let me get on and record an episode asking you, where is your faith? I'm telling you, in the blink of an eye, things can just change. Oh my goodness. In my heart, I felt like when I looked at my paperwork about a month ago, and I looked at my paperwork showing that I had been temping for, it'll be 3 years in June. I thought, this is so ridiculous that I've been a temp longer than I've been an employee at this company. And they've dragged me through an emotional roller coaster. It's almost like when you look at, or if you've ever seen a TV show or a movie where they got a doll and that doll is just slammed against one wall, slammed against the other wall, just tossed to and fro. And all the while, because of variables like it working with my schedule of taking my daughter to school, or you know, the hours, the convenience of working from home, I hung in here. I hung in here. But I'm about to be 46 years old. And I'm going through so much. And I just felt like enough is enough. And clearly enough is enough, because that comfort zone I'm being pushed out of. And even though I was uncomfortable in my in my comfort zone, it was a lack. It was a familiarity. You're familiar with the devil that you know, so you're kind of skeptical of the devil that you don't. Anyway, who knows if I'll have some more to share later today, but I want to leave you with the question of, where is your faith? And I'm just going to tell you that mine is still here. And you, if you can buckle up, you can join the ride. Take care until the next episode.